Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Dade County is opening all three of its community shelters as cooling areas as dangerously hot conditions continue in the area. Dade County officials say the shelters will be available 24 hours a day over the next several days for anyone who needs a place to escape the heat. The facilities are monitored by cameras for safety, so officials can determine when the shelters are being used. Now, tables and chairs will be available, but anyone planning to remain there for an extended period of time should bring your own necessities, including food and water. Anyone with questions can contact Dade County E911 or Emergency Management at 706-657-4111. The DeKalb County Sheriff's Office is warning residents about a phone scam involving utility bills. Authorities say scammers are pretending to represent Sand Mountain Electric Cooperative and telling customers their electric bills are 2 months past due before demanding payment. The Sheriff's Office says anyone receiving one of those calls should hang up and not provide payment or personal information. If you have questions about the status of your account, contact Sand Mountain Electric directly using the cooperative's official contact information. DeKalb County authorities are warning residents to be on the alert for callers falsely claiming to collect overdue Sand Mountain Electric bills. In Walker County, the new Data Center Development Standards Study Committee says an outright ban on data centers is not legally viable as the county considers how future projects should be regulated. During their first meeting, the committee focused on concerns including electric demand, water use, noise, lighting, and the potential impact of tax abatements on local schools. Planning and Zoning Director John Persley says Walker County has been researching data centers since early this year and has reviewed regulations adopted by other Georgia counties. Committee members discussed potentially requiring closed-loop cooling systems to reduce water consumption, along with larger buffers and sound monitoring to protect neighborhood properties. Now, tax incentives also generated debate with concerns about the long-term financial impact of abatements on local schools. The committee discussed requiring developers to enter into community benefit agreements as well. Walker County currently has a 180-day moratorium on new data center development while officials study potential regulations. The committee will next meet on September the 10th. Drivers traveling through parts of DeKalb and Jackson counties can expect delays as major resurfacing projects continue on State Route 117. The Alabama Department of Transportation says the crews are resurfacing about 5.5 miles of the road between State Route 75 in Ider and State Route 71 in Flat Rock. The approximately $1.7 million project includes milling and resurfacing the two-lane highway. Motorists should expect single-lane closures while the work is underway, with flaggers or a pilot car directing traffic through the construction zone. ALDOT is asking drivers to slow down, watch for workers and equipment, and allow additional travel time. The Highway 117 servicing project is expected to be finished sometime this fall, weather permitting. Well, it is Friday, and that means Friday night football, another big night of it across the tri-state area this evening. The 1-1 South Pittsburgh Pirates, home to host undefeated Sequatchie County. South Pittsburgh coming off a 1-point loss to Silverdale. Sequatchie enters at 2-0. The 0-2 Whitwell Tigers hit the road to face the 2-0 Marion County Warriors. In North Alabama, Geraldine traveling to North Jackson. You can hear that game with the Chiefs tonight on 106.1 FM and 1480 AM and the KWIN app. In Northwest Georgia, Lafayette has the week off while Gordon Lee travels to Ringgold. That'll be a 7:30 kickoff this evening on our sister station, WFLI. And the Dade County Wolverines looking for their first win of the season. They take on Temple. Airtime 7:15 this evening here on 101.3 FM and 1420 AM, also the KWIN app. We are your home for high school sports. Get the latest anytime, 24/7 on our website at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the radio at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.